I'm a sucker for Mike and Gia. Can get enough. Hits 105.9.
We're back after the weekend, and what a weekend it was.
Oh, I'm still bruised.
Yeah, bruised. Mm. Yeah, I remember.
I was dusty. We went to a day on the green in Orange. It was a day on the dust is what it's now being called.
Can't believe how, like, I was struggling to breathe near the end.
Yeah, because it was just, like, getting very disturbed and
you
it was, like...
You could taste it. You could taste the dust in your teeth. It was gritty.
Gritty. But not only were we covered in dust, I was also covered in bruises because we went right to the front when Cold Chisel were taking the stage, which was a mistake.
Rookie error.
Yeah, you don't get between a busy mum and her Barnsley. That's what we have learned.
Yeah.
Some of the other big takeaways we talked about on the show this morning and a big announcement regarding a day on the green in Orange too.
Absolutely. Also, it's the Super Bowl today. By the time you're listening to this, the Super Bowl has probably already happened.
Mm.
The halftime show has probably already happened.
Unless you're like a super tenacious downloader, in which case you get it as soon as it's uploaded, in which case we love you.
We love you a lot.
A lot. Thanks for your passion. But we're not very passionate about the sport that goes along with the Super Bowl.
No, we're all about the halftime entertainment. I wish we got the commercials that the Americans will get, but unfortunately we're just going to get the standard commercials.
Hopefully they, you know, go up on YouTube and things like that because they're like movie-length commercials.
Like,
and things.
Massive celebrities get involved. Like, we've listened to one from Rick and Morty, one for Pringles.
Yeah.
Ellen and Portia de Rossi have done one for Amazon Alexa.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth did one. See, we're all about the Super Bowl, just not about the actual game.
Yeah.
So we wanted to find out if anyone in Orange and the Central West is watching the Super Bowl for the football.
A lot of people in Australia are going to be watching maths tonight, though.
Guaranteed. We all love to pretend like we hate it, but sure as anything, we'll be tuning in just to see what happens. And we chatted to expert John Aiken on the show this morning. He's one of the three that analyse what they're doing and then get them in trouble for being naughty.
And as one reality TV show starts, one finishes, I'm a Celebrity finished, and Miguel won.
Yeah, and he was very, passionate.
Passionate, very emotional.
Emotional, vulnerable on the show last night. There were emotions and tears really just out on display for everyone to see, and I was loving it.
Wow, that's, again, loving creepy. It. Creepy.
Love it when men cry. I drink the tears of men in my spare time.
It always makes you sound like you like making men cry.
That's me. That's my
You're
life.
Man-eater.
No, there's just something about it, and I just love it. It's beautiful, and it was just, you'll get to hear it on the catch up.
And also, Gia may have accidentally manifested a crime. I'll let the podcast fill in the blanks of whatever that means. You'll hear it next. Thank you so much for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Destiny's Child, Bootylicious, Hit 105.9. Getting up with Mike and Gia. Tops of 27 degrees today for Orange and the Central West.
I'm beginning to believe in manifestation.
Right.
Do you know what this is?
Oh, God. Is it when you will something into existence?
Pretty much. Like, when you focus on something, you put it out into the universe, and then it ends up happening.
It's kind of like what that book The Secret was about, like, 13 or 14 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a cult as well. I know everything's a cult in my eyes, but that one was a cult.
Well, yeah, it's where you look, like, in the mirror, and you go, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You tell yourself over and over again, and then it ends up happening.
Yeah.
I think I may have accidentally manifested a crime into happening.
A crime?
Accidentally.
How serious are we talking? We're not talking murder, are we?
No. Good. Not of that caliber, but it is serious.
What?
So last time I saw long-distance boyfriend Tom, right? We were hanging out, we'd gone somewhere, got out of his car, and he leaves his things in the car. He never takes his wallet out, his sunnies out.
Really?
All those kind of things that you need day to day. He's like, if I leave them in the car, I'll never lose them. Because obviously men don't carry around handbags and things like that.
So is he just leaving it on like the front seat or?
Oh, he'll put it away in like the little middle console and things like that. He leaves his sunnies up on the dash.
Right.
And I said to him, I was like, why do you leave your stuff in the car? I get it. It's convenient. But don't you think you're tempting fate there just a little bit? He was like, no, nothing's happened to me before. I've never lost anything, never been robbed. I'm not worried about it. Like, it's hidden away. No problems.
Okay.
I was on the phone to Tom last night.
Oh, no.
Guess who had things stolen out of his car?
Oh, no.
Yep, he forgot to lock it yesterday. He took the dog for a walk, and when he got the dog out of the car, forgot to click lock.
Oh.
And some hooligans come along and taken his wallet out of the car.
Oh, so his wallet got stolen.
His wallet. He actually found his, like, cards, non-essential ones, like non-money ones.
Yeah, like your rewards cards and stuff.
Yep, scattered about in his street as they were, like, running off. They, like, threw his cards about.
Oh, no.
So he found a few cards, which is good, but his money cards and his actual wallet are gone.
No.
Gone. I am so annoyed.
Okay.
Because well, yeah. I bought that wallet for him for Christmas as well.
Oh, no. That's devastating for you as well.
Well, it is. But also because I feel like I kind of caused it to happen.
Well, no, if anything, of all the people, I would be saying, yes, you manifested the crime. Yes, you're a terrible person.
But I always love to point the finger of blame at me.
But I'm not going to do that because you're actually the one that warned him. And he's the one that didn't listen.
Did I warn him, though, or did I put it out into the universe for it to then occur?
Oof. I think we'd have to put it to a jury, honestly.
If you would like to weigh in on it, 13, 12, 16, is it my fault? Did I manifest Tom's wallet into being stolen?
I don't think you did. I think you warned him and he just didn't listen to that warning. And
to
then,
be fair... Mm. I did say it to him at a relatively loud volume when we were out the front of his house. Oh. So there's a potential that someone overheard that he leaves all of his prized possessions in his car every night.
Were you also talking about other things? Like, Tom, don't forget that your PIN number
is
21. Oh my God, just maybe be careful. Maybe low volumes next time.
Yeah, also... Lock your cars at night. Just
yes.
Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Manifesting or no.
Weedest teenage dirtbag, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 12 minutes past 7.
The I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here finale went down last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think throughout the season, there was a whole lot of talk about Miguel Maestro because... Everyone had just seen him as this big Spaniard, outrageous, happy-go-lucky dude.
Mm.
And we finally saw another side of him on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, now he did win last night.
He did. He got $100,000 towards Are You OK?, which was his chosen charity. So it meant a whole lot. But before he won, he had a reunion with his family that got a lot of people talking.
Yeah, let's have a listen to some of it.
So that's his two kids running in.
They're hugging. You can, like, the microphones are smushed together everything.
Can we just hear him crying? That's Miguel crying.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep.
Mm.
And then the kid says something very precious. Don't cry, Papa.
Oh.
Whatever producer told that kid to say that has...
You don't know that a producer set that up. It was a beautiful moment between a family, okay? Mm. Maybe that's just how they interact usually. It's been, 4 weeks since he saw his two young kids.
And he's had to, like, eat gross things and live meal to meal and all that sort of
stuff. Yeah, deep in the South African jungle. Mm. So it was really emotional. It was really actually beautiful. I know that audio sounds a little bit...
Intense.
Yeah. The crying is full on. But watching it, I think everyone pretty much started crying. People were taking to Twitter going, I'm bawling right now. Oh, this is so emotional. Even Carrie Bickmore tweeted out, I'm bawling like a baby with like a million crying face emojis.
Yeah.
Like, it just really tugged at the heartstrings.
It's one of those things where if you see someone cry, if you're susceptible to that, then you will start crying.
Oh, fully. If I see a man cry... Boom.
You're gone?
Gone.
Wow.
Gone.
You don't even know what they're crying about. You see them cry and you start crying.
Yeah, I love it when men cry.
Could you say that not in a creepy way?
No, like I don't like causing men to cry.
Yeah, there we go.
But I love it when men show their emotions and when they get a bit teary.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it really attractive.
Attractive?
Yeah. I mean, I know there's this idea of masculinity and men shouldn't cry and blah, 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 and... I've never subscribed to that. I've always found it very attractive when men cry.
Maybe attractive isn't the right word. Like, it's always healthy and it's good when men cry.
No, I'm attracted to
You're attracted to
I am attracted to it.
That might say something about you.
Well, when I moved to Orange from the coast, long-distance boyfriend Tom obviously cried. you know, as you would, I'm leaving. It'd be devastating. And it made it so much harder to leave because I'm like, I'm into you so much right now. Like, I literally am on
That's it, get in the suitcase.
Yeah, it was like, I'm on a time schedule. I, like, need to leave right now, but, like, should we go upstairs? Like, it was really attractive.
But please keep crying while we go through that.
No.
Would you?
No.
Really?
No, I wouldn't want to do that while someone's crying. But there is something about a man showing vulnerability and crying that until I had witnessed it, I never realised was actually really masculine and really attractive for me. I don't know. I just find men crying attractive. Is that so crazy?
Well, let's ask the question then on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, okay. Let's put it out there. Is men crying attractive? Do you find it attractive when you see men cry?
Yeah, let us know. 13, 12, 16. If you get involved, we've got a prize for you.
Yeah, of course we do. We've got a voucher to Bella Spazio. Maybe you can go spoiler this Valentine's Day with a gift voucher from Bella Spazio if you call in and you're a bloke that openly cries and is happy about it.
13, 12, 16. Is it attractive when men cry? Let us know. The Script, Hall of Fame, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:21, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Orange.
And we want to know whether people of Orange and the Central West find it attractive when men cry, because on the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here finale last night, Miguel was reunited with his young children and it was just beautiful.
And then it goes on for like a minute.
It goes on for a really long
time. It goes on for a while.
And I know that when you hear it just as a piece of audio, you're like, okay, that sounds intense. It doesn't sound pretty. But watching it was so emotional and it was so beautiful. And I just genuinely find it really attractive when men cry.
So we did ask that question, do you find it attractive when men cry on 13 at 12, 16? And we do have Steve on the line. Steve, did you catch the I'm a Celeb finale last night?
I watched it a little bit, yeah.
Did you see this emotional reunion with Miguel and his family?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Oh, wasn't it just beautiful?
It was, actually. Very touching.
And so touching.
Did you yourself get teary watching it?
Look, I'll admit it, Yes. I got very teary.
There we go.
You're not alone.
That's fine.
I think a good chunk of Australia got teary last night watching that. Men and women.
Look, I'm not afraid to. I'm not afraid to tell.
Well, being a man yourself, do you find that it is attractive when men cry? Do you think that maybe women are attracted to you when you cry, or do you find it attractive?
My missus and I sometimes sit there and have a little cry over some things, and I think since we've done that, it's brought us a hell of a lot closer.
Yeah, 100%.
And yeah, look, I'm a big bloke and I'm tough and ride a Harley and all that, but I still cry.
Yes,
great. That's fantastic.
I'm so glad to hear this because it is genuinely so attractive and I feel like more men need to be like you and need to be more open with it because that's what it is. I think it's the vulnerability that makes it very attractive.
Mm. With all the mental health and everything that goes on these days, I think it's okay.
It definitely
it's
is.
It's always okay.
100% it's okay. And we love that you've called in and let other people listening right now know that it's okay. And just for doing that, you're walking away with a Bella Spazio voucher that you can go treat the missus with.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Bella Spazio, I've got you sorted to spoil your partner this Valentine's Day. We've got gift vouchers to give away all week long on the show.
So maybe hearing that story, maybe attractive isn't the word for it. Maybe you feel more of an emotional connection if you see someone cry.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, like if I walk past a random stranger in the street
and he's just bawling his
eyes out, I'm not going up and going, hello, how are you doing?
<'Cause she's, yeah.
laughs> It's not what it is. Yeah, no. I think it's a deeper emotional connection.
Well, it's good to hear that people here in Orange and the Central West are absolutely in touch with their emotions.
Yeah, and it's good to hear that if I walk past you on the street and you're crying, I'm not going to come hit on you. It's fine.
Good.
You're safe.
Birds of Tokyo, two of us, their new one on Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and G at 7:42. And Birds of Tokyo absolutely killed it over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, of course they did. At a day on the green on Saturday, they were very surprisingly brilliant. Like, I knew that they were, you know, had some good songs and I heard that they were really good live, but you and I We're flawed. Loving it.
Flawed. Like, honestly, better than the CD. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, they're on for about, what, like maybe an hour or something?
An hour tops. Yeah,
yeah. Around that. And then they finished on Lanterns, and it was fantastic. And that is from Up the Back.
Yeah.
Like, that is how good they were. That's Up the Back. I can't imagine what it was like up the front.
Like, the lead singer sounds exactly like he does
on
CD, which is very rare with artists, isn't it? But it's such a great day, a day on the green at a Heifer Station. We had so much fun. It has been unofficially renamed as a day on the dust.
It was. Like, the amount of cleaning I had to do the next day, insane.
Well, I was wearing my little fake Kmart Birkenstocks, and when I took my shoe off, the bit underneath the shoe was still white and the rest of my foot was just
brown.
Dirt.
Yeah.
It was so gross. Watching the dirt like run off you in the shower afterwards was foul.
But after Birds of Tokyo finished, because then Cold Chisel was going to finish, you know, headline the show, everyone was moving about after Birds of Tokyo and getting ready for Cold Chisel. And because everyone was moving, the dust was kicking up a massive storm.
Yeah. I mean, you can check this all out on the Hit 105.9 Instagram story. It may still be up there at this stage, but we did get a little bit closer for Cold Chisel.
Yes.
I am blown away by the, let's just say, the way people conduct themselves in the fronter areas of concerts.
A lot, commonly known as a mosh pit, I guess, because it's a standing area.
Standing area. No one was, like, jumping, moshing, but it did get a bit hectic because people go in there. I don't know why people do this, but people go in there with cups of drink.
That's always a bad idea.
When people are standing shoulder to shoulder and people are dancing to music, you can't go in with a drink where the bit where the liquid can come out is big enough to allow the liquid to come out.
Exactly. You either go in with a can or you go in with a drink bottle.
Yeah, in my opinion as well. Also, why do people do their makeup when they're at the front of a mosh pit?
It's just going to sweat off, especially over the weekend when it was 38.
Well, we were standing there not too far from the front and these three women that were in front of us all turned to each other, each with a lipstick, and did each other's lipstick.
That? What was that?
It was really random.
I was like, that was very close. Like, a lot of the time, the lipstick was getting very close to their teeth.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it actually went on their lip and not just their face.
They started to look like the Joker.
A little bit. They just wanted to look good for Barnsley.
Oh, yes, of course, Barnsley.
Also, you don't get between a busy mum and her Barnsley.
Oh, do not get between them. That is a recipe for disaster. If that busy mum is holding a can of CC and dry and Barnsley is on stage, you give them a wide berth.
Yeah, we ended up going, oh, no, this isn't safe. We need to get out because there were some very enthusiastic ladies at the front of Cold Chisel on
the
weekend. But I think everyone was just really excited. Obviously, it's the first time a scale of this kind of measure has come to Orange.
Yeah.
10,000 tickets sold. And they made a big announcement that it's actually going to be coming back in November.
It's very cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we don't know who it's going to be. But, like, if it's a day on the green, it's got to be of someone, like, a level of Cold Chisel and Birds of Tokyo.
Yeah, big caliber artists are always a part of the day on the green lineup. Mm. So for them to go, hey, this has been awesome here in Orange, let's do it again, let's bring it back, I'm so excited for it.
It's so cool.
Yeah, and hopefully in November, it won't be 38 degrees.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And it may actually be a day on the green if we get some rain between there and now.
Exactly. November, springtime. You're hoping, fingers crossed, it's going to be a much more, it's going to be a better experience. It was a great day.
Mm.
But yeah, just a rule of life. It's like one of life's rules, you know, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or that sort of stuff. Thou shalt not get between a mum and Barnsley.
Yeah, that's right.
New Harry Styles plays next. You two, beautiful day. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Orange, and batten down the hatches for the drama because Married at First Sight returns for 2020 tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30. And joining us right now, one of the experts on Mass, it is John Aiken. John, how are you going?
Oh, good morning, guys. I'm very excited about unleashing this tonight.
Well, what does the new season have in store for us?
Well, we will have our first lesbian couple, and their wedding is emotional and it's must-watch TV. It's an incredible ride that they go on. We bring back Lizzie from last season, someone who really didn't experience love. She got dumped by Sam, and so we thought, all right, let's give her a chance. And I think also we have some pretty big bombshells that go off this year, three particularly big ones that will get a lot of people talking.
Well, you mentioned the first lesbian couple on Married at First Sight. Is there going to be more, if Married at First Sight continues for a little while now, seeing as it's a huge success, it probably will, is there a push to be more inclusive of same-sex relationships going forward?
Look, we've always wanted more same-sex couples on the show right from the word go, but the challenge is that we don't get a whole lot of people putting their hands up. Now, as the show's gone along, there's been an increase of people that have applied. So what it means is we now can bring more to the table. So we're excited about this.
It will be exciting to watch that unfold. You mentioned that there'll be three big bombshells. Obviously, yeah. Last year, there were bombshell, 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 bombshell. Like every new episode felt like a new bombshell. Has much changed as a result of all that drama last year?
I think, we always have outspoken individuals that are strong and opinionated. So they bring that to the table. The group is very, very direct with their feedback. So that's there as well. But I think this year, look, they just do some things that we've never seen before. And even the experts, you know, were left kind of shocked with how things unfold.
It must be kind of tough just having to just watch it. And even if you see something that you think, that's not really how you should treat someone, you just kind of, it's an experiment. So you just have to kind of sit back and try to assist, but you can't really interfere, right?
Well, we do have the opportunity at the commitment ceremonies to really sit them down and give them some home truths. And I think you're going to see this year the experts being even tougher. You know, the personalities have to be reined in. Old patterns have to be addressed. So we do that.
Well, there are rumours that one of the grooms cleans a toilet with his wife's toothbrush. Any truth to that?
You know what? I'm going to let you wait and see what happens. But certainly, we're going to have some behaviours there that are going to leave you scratching your head.
Well, you make sure you catch all the action from Married at First Sight as it kicks off tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30. And maths expert John Aiken, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
New from Selena Gomez, it's Rare. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and G at 8:41, thanks to the Orange City Centre.
There is a massive music event happening today, and apparently a little sporting event happening on the side of this gigantic music event.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Super Bowl. It's happening in America. It's one of the biggest things on the calendar for sport there, I'm assuming.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And
is, yeah.
For music globally, because the artists that take the stage at halftime are always massive.
Whether it's Gaga, Madonna or whatever, they're huge names.
Yeah.
And this year is no exception. It's headlined by Jennifer Lopez. And also teaming up with Shakira. And that is a huge combination.
Oh, it's massive. And we are so excited about it. So, so pumped.
Mm.
But not for the sport.
Oh, God, no. There's a game? Like, that's news to me.
It's so funny because it feels like it's such a big event on the calendar for professionals working within the music industry.
Yes.
But then it's like, oh, that's right, there's actually two teams that will be playing against each other in this weird American sport called gridiron.
The fact that we're able to name halftime entertainment before Super Bowl winners is a problem.
Who's playing today?
I want to say, can you look this up while I'm taking a guess? I want to guess, I heard it the other day, I want to guess like the 49ers, is that right?
Against?
Oh, God, I couldn't tell you. Is there a team called the Chiefs? I don't know.
There is!
Oh, my God, did I get it right?
Yes. You've obviously read enough articles about J-Lo and Shakira.
Yes, I have.
That you've just absorbed some information. Because apparently the Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the San Francisco 49ers.
I couldn't tell you where they were from.
Nope, and we didn't even know this fact until right now, confirmed to us by our friend Google. But it just begs the question, who in Orange and the Central West is actually watching the Super Bowl for the sport?
Yeah, I mean, like, because it's happening during the day, some offices may have the Super Bowl on in the background. They may even have a little lunch party or something for it. However, the game will start at roughly 10:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the halftime entertainment is probably going to happen around lunchtime for us. So that's when the party really is.
That's the only time that we're tuning in. Mm-hmm. But are there people that are like diehard 49er fans, or they love a bit of gridiron, or they've got 10:30 an alarm set in their phone ready to watch the actual game?
Even better, are you skipping work to watch it?
Yeah. Well, let us know, 13, 12, 16, if you're watching the Super Bowl today in any way, whether it be just for the sport, whether it be just for the halftime entertainment, we would love to hear from you on 13, 12, 16. And we might even hook you up with a Domino's meal voucher so that lunch is sorted while you watch.
Oh, even better. So, yeah, 13, 12, 16. Are you watching the Super Bowl for the actual game? 13, 12, 16. This song turned 20 years old just a few weeks ago. Len, Steal My Sunshine, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 8:50.
And we want to know if anyone is watching the Super Bowl today for the actual sport. Mm. Because personally, Mike and I are just watching it for J-Lo and Shakira, who are taking the stage at halftime.
Super Bowl is a music concert as far as I know.
Yeah, but apparently this team called the Kansas City Chiefs is going to be facing off with another team called the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Who would have known? There was a sporting game taking place around this concert that we know so well. And we have put the question out there on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page. Vanessa agrees with us. She was like, there's a game?
I thought
it was just a J-Lo concert.
Yeah, exactly.
But Drew looks like he's watching the game. He says the game for sure, unless the 49ers win, then it'll definitely be only watching for the halftime show.
Okay, well, he's clearly invested
here. He's a Chiefs fan.
He is. We do have Rochelle on 13, 12, 16. Rochelle, are you pumped for the Super Bowl today?
Not really, but because there's an Aussie playing, I thought I'd just follow it.
There's an Aussie playing?
There is. I can't think of his name. Rochelle, do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, there we go. Close enough.
So are you going to be tuning in at 10:30 to actually watch the sport unfold?
No, I'll be at work, but I might listen to it.
Yeah, you'll keep across it.
Okay, well, that's something.
Have you ever watched it before, or you're like, nope, this year an Aussie's in it, I'm going to do it for the first time ever?
Yeah, only because an Aussie's in it.
Good on you.
Well, that's good.
Are you excited, though, for the halftime show? Because that is what a lot of people are pumped about.
No, not really.
So she's more excited about watching the sport than the halftime.
There we go. There is someone out there thinking that way.
Yeah.
There we go.
You know what, Rochelle? I think you need to, instead of just listening to the game in the workplace, I think you guys need to stop down for like a lunch to watch a bit of it, because you've now got a Domino's meal voucher with two pizzas of garlic bread and a drink.
Thank you.
And Rochelle, before you go, what team are you supporting? Which one is the Aussie on, just so that we know who we should be getting behind?
I think it's the 49ers. I'm not 100% sure.
That sounds right. I think I've heard about an Aussie being on the 49ers.
Okay, all right. Go the 49ers. Woo!
Jess Glynn, I'll be there on Hit 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.